The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week.
Thank you for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
You know, fantastic entertainment and information and where to get it, because you are amazing. You know what else is amazing about you?
What, Frances?
So your support of this podcast by listening, yes, posting, reposting, and supporting us through Patreon. You are making... I mean, you have kept and helped this business not only grow and thrive to get to the place where we are growing, and we have so many growth measurements that we're trying to get done here in 2024. And we hope that you are able to, you know, come along on this journey with us. And we thank all you OGs who have been with us.
Been with us, made today possible, making tomorrow possible. We seriously, it cannot be said enough.
We thank you. We thank you. So go to patreon.com and support Frangela. And you know, guess what? We're going to start doing micro idiots in video.
In video.
Only on Patreon, which
you
is funnier.
See us talk about it.
It's funnier. So please do that and go on over to Cameo. You know what that sound you just heard? That was us being requested for Cameo. All right.
Wonderful.
How wonderful. So you know what we've been doing? We've been doing pick me ups, pep talks. We wishing people happy birthday, happy anniversary.
Oh, I had an idea for a cameo. If you need us to give you a justification for something.
Yes.
What the situation is that you need to justify something that may be, you know, crazy and wrong. And we will come up with one for you.
Mm-hmm. Go to cameo.com, put in Frangela, and guess what? Go to sexyliberal.com.
Are we going on tour?
We're going on tour. We're going, well, you know, not only are we going on tour, Angela, we are going to save the world on tour.
Again?
Yes, girl. Yes, girl. Go to sexyliberal.com, find out where we are playing. Our first show is April 13th in Minneapolis. Get there.
That's right. I keep confusing the first two shows. That is Minneapolis, not Philly. Philly's the next show.
It's the next show. So go to sexyliberal.com, find out where we are. Come on out and see us. And, you know, speaking of seeing us, join us every Friday for the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's right. It's the blackest hour in radio.
It sure is. Let's get started. Here we go. Maggie B. Let me tell you something about you, Maggie B.
Let me tell you.
Maggie B, you've been coming with it.
I mean, hard.
Maggie B has been bringing the fire.
I mean, all the time. 100% fire. These are excellent idiot submissions, Maggie.
Okay. Two women drove a man's body to a bank to withdraw his money, Ohio police say. I love the town. Ashtabula.
Let me talk about Ashtabula. I grew up with Ashtabula, and she was always telling lies and crazy. Ashtabula been crazy since the day she was born.
I know. You got to unpack a lot of shit that Ashtabula be talking.
That's what I'm saying. Let me tell you something. Before we get into Weekend at Bernie's here...
That's the exact same thing I said, girl.
I'm like, this is Maggie, why you're such a boss. This is so stupid. it almost feels like gratuitous to even talk about it further because it's like, clearly they're idiots.
But yes.
Karen Kassbaum, 63, and Laureen B. Farallo, 55, were charged in Ashtabula with gross abuse of a corpse and theft from a person in a protected class. The person was elderly. Police say they were called Monday, an evening, and told that two women had dropped off a body at the Ashtabula County Medical Center emergency room, which is, by the way, not how that works.
That's not how that works, okay?
They don't have a night drop window for bodies.
Just put them in a box, girl. That's you and me. Angela, this is you and me.
Yeah, just put it in the box. Wait, now make sure it went down. Open it like you do at the mail. Open it and make sure that the body went down. Okay, then okay. We put it in the drop box. Did y'all get the body? We put the drop box. So they didn't identify the body or themselves, which is a big no-no, a red flag to everyone at the emergency room.
This is us showing up with this body being like, hey, excuse me, can you get a gurney out here? We got a body in the car. Can you come grab this? Okay, bye.
They were able to identify him as 80-year-old Douglas Lehman of Ashtabula. These are all Ashtabula's people.
Mm-hmm.
So the officers went to his house where they made contact with Kassbaum and Farallo and told them they found Lehman deceased. They told the police that they'd found him deceased earlier at the home where all three reside. Now, I'm going to tell you as a general note. When you start your interactions with the police with they had to come find you and you didn't leave no information with the body, they are suspicious from jump.
Okay, first of all, you drop off the man's body at the hospital. Before you even do that, you go to the bank.
Well, we haven't even gotten to why they did it, right?
You go to the bank and you withdraw his money. Then you drop him off. Then you go back to his house and stay.
That you live in.
You don't think nobody got no questions?
Well, this is the thing. Had they not dropped off the body, nobody would have found out about this crime.
Right.
Had they simply taken his body back to the house, now they may have found out that his body had been moved. I don't know. But if they'd taken his body back to the house, set it back up, and then called what you're supposed to do, then there's a good chance nobody would have thought to check his bank or anything. But because they did do this stupid drop off, they alerted the police to some possibly sketchy, shady behavior. Because if it's not sketchy and shady, why didn't you say who it was?
That's right. Also, Angela, what you don't get to this, what I tell you, this is so uncaring and unfeeling, and it shows the level of what they feel about this person. They didn't have the respect.
No, they
were like, we got what we wanted.
Ditch it here.
And now get out the car.
Well, this is the thing. And I believe the kindest explanation of this stupid is also the funniest. But so basically the police were, they say to them, hey, we found him. You know, why'd you drop him off? And they ended up finding out with the help of a third unnamed person that they put his body in the car when they found him dead. This is what they end up saying. Put his body in the car so that the teller window could see him, and then took him to the bank to withdraw an undisclosed amount of money. Now, what they said when they were, of course, arrested was they only did it to get money for bills. And I'm like, let's believe that.
Okay.
This is what had happened then. You be Karen, I'm gonna be Laureen. Okay, it doesn't matter who's who. One and two, right?
Right.
We go, I'm like, oh, have you woken up Douglas? Where's Douglas today?
Oh, he's sleeping in this morning.
Well, you know, it's like 3 o'clock. Let's go see. Douglas, we got the cable bill and the phone. Oh, girl, I think Douglas is dead.
Oh, shit. Oh, snap. You know what? I can't.
They about to turn off the cable.
I was about to say, I can't live without my spectrum. My CNN.
It's the finale weeks on The Bachelor. And also, I can't. God, we just, you know what? We just got to get, what we going to do?
You know what Douglas would want?
What would Douglas want, girl?
Douglas would want us to take his dead, frozen body, because it's, you know, stiff now, and put it in the car and make sure that we have the funds to continue to live in the style that we have become accustomed to, and have the access to cable and lights that we like. He would want that.
That is so what Douglas would want. That he is so what Douglas that. Would want. Oh my God, you are so in touch with the spirit. That I is am. So what Douglas would want. These dummies, and they just, now I'm gonna say, I did give them props because this is the thing. I was like, they can't use the ATM unless they know his code. They can't, you know, so I was like, so, but here we go with why I believe all these people are white. Never in my life have I been allowed to take out money from anything without showing ID and being able to be there and speak to the person. We have literally, they would never just look at me and go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never have I, like.
But you can do that in Ashtabula, apparently. That the fact that the teller could see him from in the car.
And knows him.
This is the thing. This has been the protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, everybody at that bank.
It's a problem. They're a problem.
Needs to have a sit down talk to, because we're giving dead people's money away.
Yep. But I do have to say to Karen and Laureen, when you took the body and dropped it off at the ER, what that would, and then refused to identify yourselves or the body, what that said is that was a red flag. It said there's something going on wrong here.
It's called a conspiracy. There's a conspiracy here, because people who are not white, right with the law, never want to give their names.
No, that's a big cornerstone of criminality. In fact,
it's a red flag.
Identifying yourself. And it really is an important part.
Next up, this is from Jeff Y. Man arrested and accused of trying to steal a self-driving taxi in L.A.
I hate with people.
Okay. And this is the thing. Like, we are about to experience so much of this. It's about to be crazy.
Well, it's dangling candy in front of dumb criminals.
Exactly.
Because this is a very dumb crime. This is an extremely dumb crime.
Absolutely. A man faces a charge of attempted grand theft auto after someone tried and failed to steal a self-driving taxi in downtown Los Angeles on a Saturday night. LA police said that in a statement that Vincent Maurice Jones, 33, got into a fully autonomous Waymo car just after it dropped off a passenger on Main Street at about 10:30 p.m. on a Saturday night. The thief got into the driver's seat, but then the theft did not go according to plan. Jones attempted to put the vehicle in drive, but could not manipulate the controls because, you know...
You know why? Because it's remotely controlled, you dumbass.
Oh, my God. You got to know. Here's my thing. If you're going to commit a crime, you got to at least investigate how to commit the crime.
Thank you. This touches on so many chapters of the mindful thief. Number one, you know, you have to investigate, do research, because I object to them even acting like there was any planning here, because there was no planning here. And three, not understanding the technology, not understanding what you're dealing with, but also, you know what? This is misidentifying your skill set. You are not a Grand Theft Auto person.
Mm-mm.
You're not. What you are is maybe smash and grab, maybe purse stealing. Not pickpocket, nothing that requires stealth. Because the thing that is all over one of these autonomous cars is cameras.
That's right.
And controls. They are all over the vehicle so that it can drive autonomously. There's covered in camera. That's what it is. It's a rolling camera.
Exactly. So you don't even know what you're fucking with. You know what, for me too, Angela, you know what it took me to? Because, of course, I saw Dune this week. In the first new Dune, when they take them out, Paul and his mother, mm-hmm. out into the desert in the helicopter.
The bumblebee helicopter.
The bumblebee helicopter. And Paul, for the first time, gets the voice right. Mm-hmm. And they overcome their captors and kill them and throw them out the helicopter. Well, when home base recognizes that they don't hear Harkonnens on the other end, you know what they do? They disable and shut the fucker down. And it lands.
Does the voice not work if you're not in the room? Like, can you not do the voice over the phone or over the radio?
I don't think you can do the voice over the radio. I don't know if you can do the voice over the radio.
I would like to see him just try it.
Okay. But for me, it's you don't know what you're doing. You're trying to steal some. You know what? You're not even in the same millennia. This is old carjacking. You can't jack.
You can't carjack nobody.
Right. You can't jack emptiness.
And I know it's easier than getting a car that's not on. I know in your mind you're like, I can't turn the car on. If it's not on, I don't have the key. I get where you were going with this. Okay, Vincent? I get where you're going.
Okay, so what happened? A Waymo representative was then able to speak to Joe, be like, hey, you, I can see you.
This ain't your car.
Get out the car.
I'm trying to put the car in drive so I can steal it.
Okay, listen. I can see you.
You have a quick start guide somewhere
in
here?
No, there's no quick start guide. And in fact, yeah, you see, there are no controls for you to control because this is automatic.
Well, that's dangerous, ma'am, because I'm trying to steal this car.
All right. What I'm trying to say is you're an unauthorized pedestrian.
When I was like, call him a pedestrian. They're like, don't even try to think of yourself as no driver. Pedestrian. You don't belong in a driver's seat. Pedestrian.
Waymo said in a statement that an unauthorized pedestrian entered one of our vehicles as a rider was exiting. After communicating with the individual and instructing them to exit the vehicle, our rider support team contacted the police, who were then able to remove and arrest him. Now, this is what I want you to know.
He was still in the car.
The idiot. The person on over the remote is steadily saying, I've called the police.
Get out of the car.
They're on their way.
Get out of the car. But I would like to stick, ma'am. I'm trying to steal it.
I understand, but law enforcement is on the way.
Yeah, but I would rather not be here when they come. So could you start the car or put it in drive so that I can steal it, please? I'm being as polite and patient as I can, but do you have a supervisor? I would like to speak to the supervisor.
Totally. Totally.
He waits and gets arrested. Vincent.
It's so stupid. They said no injuries were reported by the rider or damage to our vehicle. In California, attempted grand theft auto is punishable by up to 3 years in prison if it is charged as a felony and 1 year if it's charged as a misdemeanor. Now, and just in case you didn't know, self-driving cars are increasingly common sight in California. The California Public Utilities Commission granted Waymo, which is spun off from Google in 2016, permission to expand its fleet of self-driving taxis across the greater Los Angeles area after it launched in San Francisco and Phoenix. Would you ride in one?
No.
Really?
This is the thing. I know somebody who works at dealerships and stuff, and what I can tell you is, and actually, this isn't why I know this. I read this article about the self-driving technology and about particularly with Tesla, and that it's not as, if everybody were using it, it would have a better chance at working.
Right.
but so that's one of the issues. But one of the big issues is it misidentifies things. And so there are cases of people where it turns into something.
Right.
It turns into traffic. And if you aren't, you can't, it's kind of a lie to self-driving. You have to pay attention. The idea is that you still are paying attention, but people aren't.
Right.
So, because things can happen that are a problem. So yeah, no, I'm not a fan of it. But what I'm really not a fan of is when they tell you, Vincent, when they say, hey, you got to get out the car, we called the police. Don't wait to do, don't, you can't wait for the supervisor. You can't, it's over. You need to get out the car and run, Vincent.
Yeah, you're done.
You're a pedestrian, pedest.
We'll be right back after these messages. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Welcome back. Next up, this is from Carol M. and Nikki E. I think you need to recuse yourself.
Why?
For several reasons. There's not one, but two.
Okay. Well, I'd love to hear this.
Okay, first I'm going to read the title and then I'm going to tell you why you need to recuse yourself. Woman strips, flees after two hot wings at Cheesecake Factory.
Okay. I know what you're saying. Strips her tongue? No, her clothes. She took off her clothes because the wings were very,
very hot.
First
of all, you're a lover of Cheesecake Factory.
Well, I'm an American.
Okay, I don't get it. I really don't. I'm going to be honest.
You don't love democracy? You don't love Jesus?
Apparently not.
Apple pie? What's wrong with you?
Criminal. To me, the food all tastes the same. It really does.
Wow, then you don't order correctly. I don't know what you're doing.
It all fucking... The meatloaf tastes like the chicken. The chicken tastes like the pasta.
You know what? You know
pasta
what?
Pasta tastes
something
like the fucking salad.
Something wrong in your mouth. Wrong in your mouth.
All the fucking same taste.
Keep that blasphemy to yourself.
Secondly, you are a wings orderer, but you do not like spice. You cannot handle
it. I don't like hot wings. I get them like golden without spice.
Well, and that's why I think you need to recuse yourself, because you can't handle
it. I'm a Clarence Thomas this, and I'm going to judge it. I'm not recusing myself from shit. I don't care if Jenny in it. I'm still judging.
Okay, here we go.
I'm a judge from the yacht that I got from the Cheesecake Factory. I'm on the yacht that I got from Cheesecake Factory judging.
First of all, I'm going to tell you where I got a problem, where my first fucking problem is. Orlando Park, Illinois. Next words are a Chicago woman. That's bullshit.
Where is Orlando Park? Where is
it? It is not Chicago.
Is it far away?
It's a fucking city. It's a suburb.
Yeah, they do that all the time.
So that is not a Chicago woman. That is an Orland Park woman.
No, you don't want none of this stupid. No, we got, you know what? We will file a lawsuit.
Yes. A Chicago woman was charged with public indecency after stripping naked while running through the parking lot of Cheesecake Factory, Orlando Park police said. It wasn't the tiramisu that did it. Monique Walker, 31, of Chicago, told police she ate wings that were too hot, so she ran out the restaurant while peeling off her clothes as she ran through the parking lot. What I want to invite people to understand is different methods, okay? And different modalities of healing, okay?
Modalities of healing, okay?
All right. Some people have a modality of healing from heat with water. They might take a sip of it. Mm-hmm. They might run through a mountain spring. Monique's modality for healing from hot is to free her skin.
Right. Right. This is the thing. I was unclear about a lot of this until I read she left the restaurant without paying her bill. And then things came into focus for me. I was like, perhaps this was more the motivation than the heat. But I have to say, and this is not because I don't like hot things and I like the Cheesecake Factory, that this is ridiculous. I don't see what the idiocy here is at all. Hot things are evil and wrong.
See? See? I told you. You needed to recuse yourself.
I thought this way before. This is not even about that. It's not even about that. I don't know why you think that.
Angela, just so you all know, when I tell you Angela can't handle anything hot, and I don't mean, I'm talking cracked black pepper is her fucking kryptonite.
I can't. No, there's something almost to the point where I think I might have some kind of allergy to it because the minute it hits my mouth, I'm choking.
You choke.
It's really bad.
She cannot, I don't know what kind of bland fucking mashed potatoes.
I like spice and I like flavor, just not hot. Because that's not flavor, that's temperature. And if somebody having the changes happen to her, I understand the need to get fabric off of your skin. Now, unfortunately, Monique is 31 and I'm not entirely sure that that's what's going on, but I'm going to give her the menopause defense.
That's me too.
Because we don't know. Everybody's cycle is different. Maybe she's going through menopause and then they give her these horribly hot wings without warning her. And she's a victim.
She a victim.
And a hero.
She was a victim and a hero for you.
A victim and a hero.
Okay, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Last up. Oh, bad bet.
Excuse myself. That was completely impartial.
Bad bet W. Thank you,
bad
girl.
Bet. This is really good, bad bet.
You go, really Angela. Good. Go, go.
Man allegedly convinced friend to amputate his own legs as part of $1.3 million theft crime insurance scam.
I got a whole problem with a whole bunch of these words.
I have so many problems, but I was like to start by saying thank you.
Amputate.
Then I want to say, can I just pause and give some dap to the friend, because the awesome, now I know that the other person is clearly stupid, but if you can talk somebody into having their own legs amputated for you, that I don't even want to be in the room with you, because talk about using the voice. That person has powers, okay?
I'm as powerful.
Powers, powerful. That is, I mean, both legs.
Both, not one, both.
Okay, both. The men allegedly involved, and I think that once you cut off your legs, we have to keep saying alleged.
Yeah, totally.
Identified only as Zhang and Lau. Why are we protecting their identities? They've been charged with fraud after receiving one $7,200 insurance payout,
which will be seized. I'm going to tell you something. This is the epitome. I don't think I even need to vote today on who's the biggest.
This is it.
This is going to be.
This is it.
Two Taiwanese men are facing criminal charges after one allegedly urged the other to purposefully freeze his legs to the point of requiring amputations in what authorities characterized as a botched attempt. Because that's right, because it failed to collect $1.3 million in insurance payout.
What wasn't botched was the amputation.
No, it wasn't, because the legs are gone. Let me tell you something, Angela. This is what, to me, we always, Angela and I have this thing talking about, you know, the squirrel with the hands in the nut jar. They can't get the hands out the nut jar because they won't let go of some of the nuts because the hands too full. Mm-hmm. Just because you can conceive of a $1.3 million payout doesn't mean that you will achieve that. Okay, this is a pipe dream.
And this is a very bad bet. Magical thinking.
This is a pipe fucking dream. Magical thinking.
With very real payments to make it not happen.
That's
so,
right.
Prosecutors say that Zhang immersed his feet in a bucket of dry ice for around 10 hours.
Yeah.
Which resulted in frostbite and required both legs to be amputated.
So they did the deal. That's the thing. Zhang did his part.
That's
he
right.
got his legs cut off.
In 10 hours, so Lau allegedly told Zhang that gang members were after him and persuaded him to file a false insurance claim. According to the release, Zhang said he suffered frostbite while riding a motorcycle with his friend Lau around Taipei. Prosecutors alleged that he applied for life insurance, travel insurance, and accident insurance in the days before the incident. The insurance policies totaled $1.3 million.
Can I just say this real quick? He said he got it riding around on a motorcycle. Taiwan is in a subtropical region.
Mm-hmm. And cases of severe frostbite requiring amputation due to natural climate factors in the flatlands are unheard of. It don't get cold enough.
It don't get cold enough, fool. Fool.
The pair went back to Lau's home where the foot soaking took place. After the foot soaking, Zhang was taken to a local hospital. Medical staff believed that his injuries were manufactured from get-go, from jump. The medical staff said that while his feet had frostbite, there were no socks or shoe marks, and that the injuries were neat and symmetrical. Which is not what happens in frostbite.
You can't fool the base, the root, the fooler. Okay, you're gonna walk into a doctor. It's just the same as somebody walking into the doctor and being like, "Yeah, you know what? I was naked and I was changing some curtains, and I fell on a potato, and it went up my ass."
Yes, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. It don't happen like that.
But you, every part of this, what kills me is, you know, they researched this frost. They came up with this idea, researched it, thought they were being smart. And they're like, we'll get some dry ice, we'll see them there. And then you'll go, and didn't for once think of the fact that you don't live in a place where this is possible.
You know what, Angela? What I need you to do is back down off my boy Zhang and Lau, okay? Because what they had a lot on their minds.
So Lau is a boss ass jerk, like, because Lau, you can talk, apparently Lau had suffered losses from trading cryptocurrency, and he tricked Zhang into signing a promissory note, ordering him to pay nearly $800,000. So somehow, I believe there's something in this. First of all, I believe that there's something missing here. I don't think these people are friends. I think that they are some form of lover.
Yeah.
Because you do not, Francis, you do not do this with a, you don't talk your friend into amputating their legs.
No.
A friend offers, okay? A friend offers. A friend goes, you know what? Let me amputate my legs. A lover, that's a whole different thing. There's something going, there's more going on here, but what I can tell you is, I don't even want to be in the same room with Lau. Because no. Lau, I don't trust that he, now I know Zhang is dumb as hell.
Well, Lau's a problem.
But Lau's a problem. Let's review, even though we know.
Okay. Two women drove a man's body to a bank to withdraw his money. A dead man's body.
That's a really good contender.
Yes.
Man arrested and accused of trying to steal a self-driving taxi. That's also good.
Yes. Woman strips and flees after two hot wings at Cheesecake Factory. I think that you could do. That could be you. That could be you.
She's a hero. Turn her loose. Turn her loose. And then man allegedly convinced friend to amputate his own legs
as part of a $1.3 million. And then this is the really sad part about
it's
it.
So sad.
The $7,000 they're gonna take it back.
And they also got kicked off. They lost all their insurance because of this. So he said he probably got some medical bills too.
Okay, Angela, there was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country that if we were friends, I was able to keep my legs. Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing that you really want for all your friends. I hope all my friends keep their limbs. It's like a really basic wish. It's the thing you want. It's the thing you want.
It is the thing I want. It's the thing I want. I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week. God.